Welcome to Ruben Comics Podcast, and today we'll be talking about Wonder Woman. This was the first female superhero movie in a decade. The first time I saw her was in Justice League the Animated Series. She made her first debut in Batman vs. Superman, directed by Zack Snyder. I invited a friend to watch it with me, and now we're going to talk about it. Let's give a warm welcome to Anna.
Hi, how are you today? Good?
Excellent.
Great. I'm excited to talk about this movie.
Me too. I was glad you could join me. To start things off, what's your favorite scene in the movie?
Well, without a doubt, my favorite scene in this movie was Diana crossing No Man's Land. We saw a lot. There was a lot being said that wasn't without it kind of being illustrated. It was just emotional. It was really like a pivotal part of the movie because, you know, in many ways, she's going out into battle. She's got all these things being fired at her. It says a lot about who she is as a person. You know, she's taking all of those hits so that her friends can get across no man's land. You know, she really kind of cares for the people that she's with. But it really, more than anything, it really made her into Wonder Woman. That's when you really first kind of see her take on the Wonder Woman uniform and the Wonder Woman look and the Wonder Woman action. And it's when you really kind of first see her as Wonder Woman and not just Diana. And I really love that about the movie. I thought it was a great moment.
Guess I ain't by myself.
Because Wonder Woman is, you know, it's a superhero movie with a woman in the lead. Do you think the movie had influence on bringing more women viewers into the superhero world? You know, both DC and Marvel, you know, specifically. Do you think it's important to have those women viewers and why they add value?
It definitely left the door open for more female-led superhero movies. I actually grew up on Justice League the Animated Series with Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, Hawkgirl, just to name a few. It was way before the Avengers became as popular as they are today. At the time, it was all these cute, cool heroes on the small screen. These films give female viewers something to look forward to, something to aspire to.
Yeah, I agree. I think just in general, I know a lot more women who watch these superhero movies and are very into, more specifically, the Marvel world because it's become so popular, like you said. But yeah, I agree. There's a lot more women coming to these movies. And I think Wonder Woman played a kind of key part in that, for sure.
Absolutely. So who would you say is your favorite character?
Well, you know, I kind of have to say it's Diana. I mean, naturally, she's the lead. I know that that's part of it. But I mean, I genuinely like her as a character and alone as it is. You know, she's really incredibly brave, and she's just inherently good, which I love in many ways, but she's also kind of naive. And you know, I'm in a position, I work in a business and I run a company, and I took over when I was a very young woman, and I work in a man's business. I work in construction, and so a lot of people were very supportive of me when I started. I didn't always have support from everybody, but a lot of it was, oh, you're so brave to take on this company and do what you're doing. There was a lot I didn't know, and you know, there was a lot that I was naive to as well, and I really felt like I connected with Diana on that level, right? She's out there trying to do good, but she's so naive about the way of the world that, you know, she makes a couple of mistakes along the way, but she learns from them. And she's really, really very sage and wise in some ways and very naive in others, and I really loved that about her.
Can't make lemonade without a few lemons.
There you go, I like it. So what do you think your interpretation of the overall message of this film is?
I think the message has a lot to do with the basic plot of good versus evil, and the war is at the center. She thinks by killing Ares, it will stop. They just keep at it. They just ride or die.
Yeah.
Sometimes we make good choices. Sometimes we make bad choices. In this movie, she's clearly the hero with superpowers, but this movie clearly demonstrated that anyone can be a hero that wants to do good in life, helping others and protecting the world, even the ultimate sacrifice, which is giving your life to do so.
I completely agree. That is definitely the overall message that I got out of this film as well. The war played such a key part. It wasn't just the bad guy.
It truly was. Never really thought of it that way. Diana's mom and aunt were very influential in her life. Do you have any Wonder Woman that were influential and inspirational in your life?
Yeah, I mean, I have many that are inspirational in my life. I would say so much of my life has been my family is very important, but my job has been a very kind of key part of my world over the past about decade. And so there's been some people that have really influenced my career and how I've kind of advanced my business forward. And one of those is a coworker of mine who's my director of operations. She's just gotten me through a lot of tough times. She's probably the hardest worker I know and one of the smartest people I know. And I'm blown away by her incredible talent and also just dedication to a company that we're building together. It's just been wonderful for me. I also have a business coach as well who's been really just like a Wonder Woman for me. She used to be a high executive of a major company, and now she runs kind of a company of, where she manages other business owners and leaders and mentors them and facilitates them. And she's just dedicated her career to helping business leaders be better, right? And make us better so that we can be better for others. And she's just constantly pushed me to be a better person. So she's been my Wonder Woman.
They all sound like good friends.
Yeah. Who are Wonder Women in your life?
I want to say my Wonder Woman growing up was my grandmother, Grandma Gore. She always believed I could do great things. She never took any money from my parents for watching me and my brother and sister until we were in our teens. She always gave me great advice and life lessons about believing in yourself. She would always pick me up from school on time, and we would stop to get something to eat on the way home, like McDonald's or Wendy's. Even when my parents called her late at the last minute, she never complained. She never missed an activity that I was in, and she always greeted me in a way that made me feel special and loved. She received many awards in life from a bunch of organizations, and she kept our family together. She passed away in 2015 at the age of 87. Even though she's not here, I know she's watching over me. She is one of the Wonder Womans of my life. My mom is also a Wonder Woman. I remember she brought me my project that I left home that saved me from getting an E. I also remember my middle school teacher, Miss Oyelade. Another Wonder Woman is Miss Dabney. She was one of the first mentors my dad recruited when he created a mentor program to help me develop and enhance certain skills that could help me with college and my career. My last Wonder Woman to mention is Dr. Renee Allen. She always encouraging me and giving me support in everything I do. She helps promote my podcast and always gives me money when I'm helping my dad with events that she organizes. She's a very nice lady that believes in me.
I think those Wonder Women are incredibly important. That's a great list. The believing in you part is the best part, right?
It is, and I believe in them. So, how much did you enjoy the villains?
Oh, I had mixed feelings on the villains. Like I said, you and I kind of talked about earlier, I think, one of the core villains of this movie was actually the war, almost more than it was just the individual people, which I thought was unique for a superhero movie, right? Like, we see a lot of superhero movies where there's a specific villain that people are going after, and they usually have little subordinate villains and that sort of thing. But this movie, yes, Ares was a villain, and the general was a villain, and Dr. Poison was a villain, but the reality was the war was there, and what it does to people, and how much harm it creates, and human nature in general. That was very much a part of the villain story as well. I wasn't super wild about the casting of Ares. I feel like it was hard for me to get away from the fact that that was Ron Weasley's dad in Harry Potter movies, who's so kindly and nice. I know that was somewhat intentional. They wanted to pick somebody who seemed nice but turned out to be the villain, right? That's part of the surprise. But I think, the general and the doctor kind of played off each other really nicely as villains. They were very complementary in terms of their personalities and their evilness, if you will. Dr. Poison was definitely a little bit more haunting as kind of a psychological villain because she was obviously unhinged. But yeah, I think overall the villain story was interesting because I feel like a lot of it was the backdrop of the war, and like Ares makes that comment a lot about how human nature is and how we create these wars ourselves and that sort of thing. So I thought that was an interesting kind of overall theme of the bad guys in the movie.
Yeah, I couldn't see him being Ares, but it was definitely a nice part of the story. You're in a business of protection. What are some of the forms of protection you notice throughout the movie?
It's a good question. So yeah, we do, my company does fire protection. So we, protecting people is a very big part of our world here. And this movie definitely had a lot of protection themes. You know, one of the first scenes I noticed that had a theme like that was the beach battle on the island with Diana's aunt protecting her from the invading men that were coming onto the beach. I thought that was a beautiful scene. One, it was just stunningly beautiful to see the Amazon women warriors in action, right? They were just really, really cool to watch. But beyond that, seeing Diana's aunt sacrifice herself to be there for Diana was really, really beautiful. And then there was kind of like a different, totally different style theme where you have that more intimate alley scene where Diana is protecting Steve in the alley from the guys who are trying to shoot bullets at him, and she's blocking the bullets with her armor. That was meant to be a little bit more comedic and light. I kind of loved the role reversal, the gender role reversal that was happening in that scene. And it added some kind of comedic elements too that I thought was really funny. But then beyond that, it was also a very cool scene to watch, right? You know, the action was in real sharp. It was a good way to show somebody protecting another person. You know, obviously the no man's land scene, we talked about that earlier. I think that was, you know, watching her take fire on those bullets with the shield was wonderful because, you know, you're seeing her take all of that hit. Like, she'll take everything on herself so that her people behind her are protected and they can get across safely. So that's more taking care of an entire group and watching out for all good people. And that was wonderful to see. But really, one of the ultimate protection scenes, I thought that was the most telling and the most large scale, was really actually Steve's scene. It wasn't even Diana's scene, when he kind of sacrifices himself to protect all of, essentially all of mankind, and to protect so many other people who would have been killed and murdered by this poisonous gas and these things that they were going to send out. The fact that he sacrificed himself was just a beautiful way to end the story. I know it was sad, but I really thought it was a really nice way to show war can hurt a lot of people on a large scale, but he was able to take an action that saved a lot of people on a large scale and protected a lot of people. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, it was so sad to see him go, but it was all for the greater good.
Exactly.
And now on to the hidden fact question. So in the opening scene, Diana receives a photo from World War I from an old friend. Who sent the photo?
That would be Bruce Wayne, aka Batman.
Bingo! Played by Ben Affleck. The best Batman, in my opinion. Who would you say is your favorite Batman?
Oof. I'm old school because I'm older, so I really enjoyed George Clooney. It was so cheesy, but I loved it.
I respect that. Here's another one. Do you know what Wonder Woman's weakness is?
No, I do not know what Wonder Woman's weakness is. What is it?
Well, if she gets tied up by a man using her lasso, she loses all her powers.
She's tied up by a man using... Wow, really? I did not know that.
Yeah, and if she breaks it, her hair turns white. She basically loses all her immortality. Saw in an animated movie once.
Wow, I did not know that.
Little cool hidden fact for our audience.
Yeah.
And just to close things out, how would you rate the movie overall?
I really loved the movie when it came out. I remember being very excited to have a Wonder Woman movie to look forward to. To me, it was one of the first like lead female superhero movies that I got to go see. And on rewatch, I still really enjoyed it. You know, there's some flaws and it's got some funky things that happen throughout, but overall, I think it's just a pretty genuinely a strong film. It's got a good plot. It's really visually stunning. And I really like the core message. And I like that Diana is inherently like a really good superhero. She's genuine in so many ways. And I just loved watching that. So overall, I'd say I really enjoyed Wonder Woman. How about you?
It was a pretty solid film. I remember watching it when my family bought tickets to see it. I really liked it. I really liked it. It was definitely a cool take on a character that I really appreciated.
I agree. It was a good movie. I'm glad I got to rewatch it. I thank you for inviting me to do this. It was nice to sit down and rewatch this movie.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for talking with me on the show.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
This is Ruben of Ruben Comics Podcast. I wanted to thank my guest, Anna, and I'm adding a special segment today. Going to share with you 10 things about Wonder Woman you didn't know. Okay, here we go. 1. but Fuzz comics were banned initially. 2. Wonder Woman creator William also made the first lie detector. 3. Her island forbids men. Huge bummer. 4. Wonder Woman was the first ever superhero before Hawkgirl, Captain Marvel, Black Widow, and the Wasp, just to name a few. 5. Wonder Woman and Superman dated in the New 52 comics and the animated movies. Not a fan. 6. She was almost called Suprema. Close call. 7. Diana Prince has a twin sister, Nubia, and she's black. 8. She has extra special powers, enhanced taste and smell, just like Daredevil, not to mention divine wisdom. 9. Eva Green, among others like Kristen Stewart, almost took the role before Zack Snyder chose Gal Gadot. 10. She's worthy of Thor's hammer when DC had a crossover with Marvel. This is Ruben Comics Podcast. Thank you for listening. Next episode will be Thor: Love and Thunder. Signing off. Ruben.